Good afternoon, everyone. It is my pleasure to present to you today the results of an analysis using data from the 2010 Georgia Behavior Risk Factor Surveillance System Survey. And the study is entitled, The Impact of Perceived Racial Discrimination on Employee Health. Before I begin, I would like to state that I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. During this presentation, I will give you a brief introduction, followed by the study's objectives, methodology, results, some limitations, conclusions, and a brief discussion. Racial discrimination can be perceived both from verbal and nonverbal behavior that communicates a message that demeans the targeted person based on their race or ethnic group affiliation. And it can include, but it's not limited to, social exclusion, harassment, unfair treatment, and refusal to promote or hire. Experiencing or perceiving racial discrimination on the job can be viewed as a type of workplace stress. It can have damaging consequences for mental and physical health, and it may also contribute to ethnic and racial health disparities. Seeking emotional and social support is commonly used as a coping strategy following an incident of discrimination. An individual who perceives racial discrimination is often left with feelings of anger, nervousness, sadness, and hopelessness. This can cause workers to develop psychological strain that translates into physiological symptoms, such as stomach aches, headaches, and muscle tension. If these symptoms and ill effects aren't relieved, they can lead to increases in worker absenteeism and decreases in worker productivity. Evidence in the literature consistently points to a relationship between self-reported racial discrimination and mental health impairments, such as negative mood, depression, suicidal thoughts, and suicide. Some studies have also linked perceived racial discrimination with substance abuse, hypertension, coronary heart disease, breathing problems, diabetes, and obesity. The objectives of this study were to determine the prevalence of employees in Georgia who perceive racial discrimination at work by demographics and socioeconomic status, and also to assess potential associations between perceived racial discrimination at work and general health, emotional support, health risk behaviors, and chronic diseases. This cross-sectional study was based on data from the 2010 Georgia Behavior Risk Factor Surveillance System Survey, also known as the BRFSS. The BRFSS is an ongoing state-based random digit dial telephone survey of the non-institutionalized adult population ages 18 years and older. Analyses were performed among adult employees in Georgia. Employees are considered adults who are employed for wages, self-employed, or out of work for less than 1 year. Questions from the reactions to race module were used to determine employees' self-reported perceived racial discrimination status. Employees were asked, within the past 12 months at work, do you feel you were treated worse than, the same as, or better than people of other races? Also, these two questions from the reactions to race module were used to determine if employees who perceived racial discrimination had experienced any physical symptoms or felt emotionally upset. Within the past 30 days, have you experienced any physical symptoms, for example, a headache, an upset stomach, tensing of your muscles, or a pounding heart as a result of how you were treated based on your race? And within the past 30 days, have you felt emotionally upset, for example, angry, sad, or frustrated as a result of how you were treated based on your race? Chi-square bivariate analyses were conducted to test for associations between perceived racial discrimination and demographics, and also between general health and emotional support. The prevalence of the following health risk behaviors and chronic diseases were assessed by employee perceived racial discrimination status: current smoking, binge drinking, lack of physical activity, obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and asthma. Prevalence estimates and 95% confidence intervals were calculated to look for differences my perceived racial discrimination status. The possible independent association between perceived racial discrimination and general health, as well as between perceived racial discrimination and emotional support, were measured using multivariable logistic regression modeling to obtain adjusted odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals. The Wahl statistic was used to measure the predictive power of each variable, and p-value less than 0.05 was used as a cutoff criterion for not including a specific variable in the final adjusted model. The Holtzman-Limenshaw-Wahl test was used to assess the predictive power of the overall adjusted model. All analyses were weighted to the Georgia population, and all data was analyzed using SAS callable Sudan. So overall, about 9% of employees in Georgia perceive being treated worse than people of other races at work. About 57% of these employees say that it affected them physically, and about 53% say that it affected them emotionally. When we look at the percent of employed adults who perceive racial discrimination by age group, we see employees aged 18 to 34 were slightly more likely to perceive racial discrimination at work compared to workers in other age groups. Age was marginally associated with perceived racial discrimination. Perceiving racial discrimination at work did not vary much by sex, as 9% of males and 8% of females reported perceiving racial discrimination at work. By race and ethnicity, non-Hispanic Black and Hispanic employees were more likely to report perceiving racial discrimination at work compared to non-Hispanic whites and employees of other racial groups. 17% of non-Hispanic Black employees and 16% of Hispanic employees reported perceiving racial discrimination at work. And of course, race and ethnicity was significantly associated with perceived racial discrimination. By annual household income level, employees earning an annual income less than $25,000 were more likely to report perceiving racial discrimination than employees in higher income level groups. Income level was significantly associated with perceived racial discrimination. By education level, perceived racial discrimination seemed to decrease among employees as education level increased. 14% of employees with less than a high school level education perceived racial discrimination at work, compared to 11% with a high school level education and 7% with greater than a high school level education. However, education was not significantly associated with perceived racial discrimination. When we look at general health, employees perceiving racial discrimination at work were more likely to report having fair or poor hair or poor health at 21% versus 7% who reported having excellent or good health. General health was significantly associated with perceived racial discrimination. By emotional support level, employees perceiving racial discrimination at work were more likely to report rarely or never having emotional support, with 22% of employed adults who perceived racial discrimination rarely or never having emotional support. Emotional support was significantly associated with perceived racial discrimination. Okay, so this table, we're looking at health risk behaviors and chronic diseases by employee perceived racial discrimination status. And we can see that smoking, binge drinking, lack of physical activity, obesity, heart disease, and asthma, all except for diabetes, were generally higher among employees who perceived racial discrimination at work. However, these were not statistically significantly higher. Having fair or poor general health and rarely or never having emotional support were significantly higher among adult employees who perceived racial discrimination at work than among employees who did not perceive racial discrimination. Further analyses using multiple logistic regression was conducted to determine the independent association between general health and perceived racial discrimination. Employees who perceive racial discrimination at work had about 2.5 times higher odds of having fair or poor health compared to employees who did not perceive racial discrimination at work, even after we adjusted for demographics, health risk behaviors, and emotional support. A second model was created to determine the independent association between perceived racial discrimination and emotional support. Employees had a 2.8 higher odds of perceiving racial discrimination if they rarely or never have emotional support compared to employees who always or usually have emotional support. And some of the limitations from this study include the self-reported health risk behaviors and chronic diseases, which may underestimate and be subject to recall bias. Also, the 2010 BRFSS survey was landline only, and it did not include cell phones, which may lead to underestimates of certain health risk behaviors. And we didn't have the industry and occupation questions on this survey. It would have been advantageous to look at perceived racial discrimination by the major industry and occupation groups. And also, since this was a cross-sectional study, we cannot prove causality. So some of the conclusions, this study shows a relationship between perceiving racial discrimination at work and having fair or poor general health. There was no statistical significant associations found between health risk behaviors or chronic diseases. Employees who report experiencing racial discrimination at work are more likely to report rarely or never having emotional support compared to employees who did not perceive racial discrimination. Having emotional support may serve as a coping mechanism and a protective factor against poor health for employees who do perceive racial discrimination by helping to reduce the physical and emotional effects of stress. However, further analysis is required to test that hypothesis. So, as you can see, perceived racial discrimination is a complex stressor that requires the mobilization of coping resources so that employees aren't left to just deal with it on their own. One of the Healthy People 2020 goals for occupational safety and health is to increase the proportion of employees who have access to workplace programs that prevent or reduce employee stress. One way that employers can help employees who may be perceiving racial discrimination or any other type of workplace stress is by offering stress management training to employees or any and increasing the availability or awareness of coping resources. For example, employee assistance programs. Employee assistance programs provide consultation with professional counselors 24 hours per day and 7 days per week for personal matters and for workplace issues. Employee assistance program coordinators and counselors should be trained on coping strategies for perceived racial discrimination, which can range from simply allowing that employee to vent to actually helping them know how to deal with that situation or confronting that issue. It is important to understand how different behaviors are perceived by others. Therefore, supervisors should be trained on cultural sensitivity and on techniques to provide emotional support and social support to their employees without minimizing or denying what that employee may have actually perceived or not. Thank you, and that concludes my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions or comments you may have afterwards.